Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon, Su-Su Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Be your Mosta with Tina L. Costa.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and as usual, with my little bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker, who you can also find on the cartoon The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, just ready for a little Married to Meds, baby.
Baby. So good. I have to tell you, I am floating off of it being a hilarious episode. And Ronnie, big news, I want a free order of hash browns from Dunkin'. How about that?
Wow, Dunkin'.
Dunkin'.
On the same day, we get to see Carrie again.
How appropriate. I peeled off the sticker from my Dunkin' iced coffee, and who would have thought that Carrie Wells would return into my life the same day.
Oh, what an amazing day. It's a sign. Everyone, guess what? The show takes place in Atlanta. Guess where we're going in 2 weeks? To Atlanta! Nuts! We're going to be in Atlanta. We're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on October 12th at City Winery for two shows. We're doing an early show, which is almost sold out. And then we're going to do a late show covering the Ray episode of Real Housewives of New York City. It's a fantastic episode, so get your late show tickets for that. Then we're going to be going to Listen for Your City, all right, everybody? We're going to Chapel Hill, Richmond, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago. Two shows in Chicago, both have low ticket alerts. New York City, both have low ticket alerts. St. Louis, Philadelphia for two shows in a night. The first is sold out. The second still has tickets, so get your tickets. Denver, Colorado, Seattle, the 2020 Golden Crappy Awards here in Los Angeles in January. Then off to Detroit, Columbus, and Houston. We will actually be announcing a new city tomorrow. So for all the live show tickets, ticket links, and if you want links to our shop where you can get our new t-shirts, Shannon Boldore and Twerp and Dork, those are only available for a few weeks. So go get them over at crappensmerch.com or find the link on watchwhatcrappens.com. We also have a newsletter that you guys can sign up for over there. That'll give you a lot more information about what's coming up. And you can also find our bonus episodes and all of our other goodies over on Patreon. This week's bonus episode was all about our time in the Nashville airport judging people as they passed by us. So go check those out. And thanks so much to everybody who supports us. We love you.
I have two comments to make. First and foremost, I'm in my childhood bedroom once again. I'm here for the Rosh Hashanah. Happy New Year to my people. But as a result, our little Skype connection can sometimes get a little weird. So when you hear the weirdness, just think to yourself, gosh, what a happy new year for the Jewish people. Think about that. Second of all, the Ray episode that Ronnie was talking about, that is season 8, episode 7, I believe. The episode is called something about taking out the dirty laundry. I'm blanking now. But that's the episode. It's also the episode where Bethany accuses Sonia of having a cheater brand. So it's a big episode. And we're doing Dallas for the early show. So there's that.
Yes, we are really excited to get traveling again. I get addicted to it.
I know. Well, I'm sort of like mid-travel, so I'm not addicted at the moment because I'm like in my travel at the moment.
Yeah, you're still tired from travel probably because you're tired when we get tired in the middle of it and then sad missing it once it's over. You know,
yeah, well, like I'm not at home. I'm not at like my LA home. I'm in my childhood home, so which is still wonderful and great, but like I don't have my usual amenities like Starbucks. So that's, you know, it's hard. Life is hard, guys.
Life is tough. But hey, you won a Dunkin'. So
I won a hash brown for Dunkin'. Yeah. I have struggled to win things from Dunkin' Donuts for 20 years. And it wasn't until today that I won something from
this
Dunkin'.
This is not how we act. Carrie Wells back on TV. God, I've missed her.
Mister. Bring her back more. Gosh. I'll tell you what I have not missed. Bad episodes and seasons of Married to Medicine because I'm loving this season so far.
Yeah, this season is really bringing it so far. They added a cast member today in this episode, this week, I mean. And wow, nice choice, Buffy.
Buffy, yeah. I like Buffy quite a bit. We saw her a little bit, I believe in the first episode. She made an appearance, but this was like truly Buffy's coming out party. And I really like her a lot. I like her energy. I like her vibe. I'm into it. And she even brought a messy friend.
Oh, yeah. And she's rich. She's really, 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 really rich. And it's going to piss everybody off. Yeah, yeah. Her name is Buffy with an IE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like she was pluralized at one point and they just dropped off the S. She's just Buffy.
Oh. So here we go, Married to Medicine. So Scott is driving the kids around to a song that starts off saying the Trixie Monocle of Married to Medicine is like, baby da 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 da, baby da da, baby da, baby da, baby da da da, make it rain, make it rain.
Sorry, I was drinking my Dunkin'. I wasn't ready to respond.
I'm not sure about the through line of this song, but wow.
Well, I mean, through lines are not Trixie Monocle's strength.
But she'll usually at least pick one subject and stick to it. Like, is this about Baby Dada or is this about Make It Rain? I don't know. Make up your mind. Maybe, you're wasting two songs in one, Trix.
Maybe this is sort of her We Didn't Start the Fire moment, you know? She's just doing headlines.
Yeah.
JFK blown away. Trixie, baby daddy. Yay, yay, yay.
Da, da, make it rain. So Scott is driving the kids around, and he's asking them if they miss how mommy spoils them. And my favorite daughter, I forget her name, but she's my favorite. She's like, she doesn't spoil us. You spoil us! She does that my favorite kid thing where they just yell everything like emphatically, you know?
You do!
It's like a little baby Kelly Dodd.
You want to live a Spartan lifestyle. You do this to us.
Then Simone's over at her office telling someone they need to be as cool as a pickle.
Yeah, as she puts on gloves. Yeah. And then Toya is harassing her contractor because she wants to move into her new house that's made of cardboard and 45 miles away from civilization.
Yeah. And she's doing that thing where you get a lot of attitude with people hoping that it'll make them go faster, but it just makes you look stupid, you know? She's like, well, if I come in here, are you still going to be working on the brick outside? It's like, Toya, you can't yell brick onto a wall, okay? Give the man his time.
You can't yell brick onto a wall. Listen, Ronnie's been watching a lot of HGTV, and he's very current with the process, okay? And Toya, you are not current with it.
Yeah, I'm very current. I just finished the season finale of Flippin' X's, okay? I know my home design.
Oh, what happened on the season finale?
They sold the house.
What else? They did. It was just kind of a regular, you know, we sold a house, but this time they had an ending party where they're like, it's our anniversary for 3 years of Flippin' X's.
We should also mention, by the way, well, what's her name again? The Flippin' X's lady?
Don't put Mina.
Mina. So we should mention that we did a bonus episode about flipping exes a few weeks ago, and I had some choice words for the show, and I was accusing the show of being totally scripted, and I said, you know, I just felt like everything was canned. And Mina actually tweeted at us and said, I know it seems really, really, really fake, but shockingly, this is how we talk to each other. So you heard it here first. Mina has fake sounding banter with her ex, but it's actually real.
Yeah. And she's coming to our Indianapolis show. So
oh, yeah. Go. She is going to come, which is really cool. And he better come and not wear a shirt.
Yeah. Come shirtless. So speaking of,
thank you.
Back to Married to Medicine. So make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain. So Jackie drives up to her big old house. And yes. Now they're saying, bring da-da, bring da-da, bring da-da-da-da-da. I'm really trying to get the music down on this show, but I just, like I said, it's through line.
It's elusive. You know, it's just, you have to graduate to a certain level to be able to understand Trixie's work on Married to Medicine. This is really like her next level shit. This is like when Beyonce went from pop to doing her like Beyonce albums, or maybe Radiohead. It's like when Radiohead went from like OK Computer, I think that's what it was called, to like whatever they do now, which is basically like, and you're like, I don't get it. But people are like, it's the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Or just like Bjork, just all of Bjork.
Could be all of Bjork, all of Bjork.
Yeah. So Jackie and Curtis are at home. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah. Curtis is just sitting at the kitchen island with a bottle of water. And Jackie comes in and is like, so what'd you cook? And he's like, water. I made water. I'm like, why are you sitting at the kitchen island with a bottle of water? What did you just do? This is the most guilty looking thing you've ever done. Because no one just sits at a kitchen island with a bottle of water and just sits there.
Like, really? Because I feel like Curtis is always at the kitchen island. Like every time we see Curtis, he's just sitting in the kitchen. I don't know about the bottle of water.
I just feel like he was like, I'm going to do something that makes me look like I'm doing something really normal. But secretly, I just boned the task rabbit.
Yeah, he does have that guilty look all the time. So, which I'm sure she would know if he had banged a TaskRabbit, because you know there are cameras all over this house now. And 100%. You know that she's on his, like, Find My Friends on the iCloud.
Yeah. Sliver is the new it.
So a couple of architects come over because they're going to remodel this McMansion that they're in. And their names are Narissa
the property
and Candace.
Sisters. Did you see that?
What's that?
Narissa and Candace, they sound like they're from South Africa, and they're called the Property Sisters.
The Property Sisters. I'm like, you get two brains for the price of one.
So Curtis immediately just has like an erection. Two heads for the price of one.
I know, I'm glad Heavenly didn't see these girls. You let them around you, man?
Don't you let two hoes make your room? You never let two hoes do your bedroom. You let the hoes into your bedroom, and next thing you know, you're losing your hoes. You're losing your man to those hoes in the bedroom, and you're in the living room.
I'll tell you what's going to be remodeled. Your husband's penis, praise the Lord.
Guess I gotta say praise the Lord twice, because there are two of them. Praise the Lord, get those hoes out of the house. Daddy.
So Jackie doesn't watch any HGTV at all. Because they're asking her what she wants to do to the house. And she's like, well, you know the front door? I would like for that to be about 10 feet away from the front door. And the ceiling, that would be great. If we could take the roof off and make this another story. Also, what would be great if a swimming pool could run through the... They're like, ma'am, those are structural, okay? Like, we brought you samples of couch fabric, so...
Her requests were so bizarre. It was like... I'd like to have an elevator that starts at about 3 feet from where my knee is and goes about 6 feet and then just comes back down again. It's like, I don't know if that's a realistic request or useful.
Jackie just wants to basically knock down the house, which,
yeah,
you need to just build a house at this point.
Just knock it down and rebuild.
Yeah. I mean, she's taking the time to do it. Just build a house. Jackie, you've got the money.
I mean, so... if Toya could get it done in a year. You know, actually, you know what? My cousin Melissa... she and her family, they live out in Jersey over in the burbs over there, and they knocked down their house and rebuilt a new one, and they were like, it only took a year. And I was like, how did you do that in a year? And she said it's faster just to knock it down and rebuild than to renovate something that's already there. So Jackie, listen to Melissa. Okay.
Yeah, Jackie,
she
heard
knows.
It here first.
She knows.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, she wants everything
redone. I'm trying to request escalators.
And Curtis is doing that thing that the poorer one in the relationship does, which is follow her around and say what he doesn't want. Like, Curtis, yeah, you're living off the retirement of a high school coach, okay? Yeah. I'm just making a wild stab in the dark here and saying that this is Jackie's money. So how about you just follow her around and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking me back, and thank you for a better bathroom. How about that?
Yeah. You know, Curtis, when you ask about what's paying for all these renovations, I'll tell you what's paying for it. Your infidelity. Okay. That's what's paying for this. Congrats. You have a debt that you have to pay back. And then part of that debt is watching your wife build the house of her dreams and you're not getting any say in it.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you can sometimes be a Debbie Downer on my requests. I'm like, yes. Don't listen to him. Okay. Do this all while he's away.
Although, again, to be fair, her requests are kind of like, I feel like they're not very well thought through. I'm not even sure she has any requests. I think she just has to come up with them on the spot. Because she's like, I want a chandelier in the closet. And could we put a wall here? You know, I want a really long countertop. Even though I've got a giant island, I also want a long countertop. I'm like, none of these really make sense.
Yeah. She's not really thinking through. She just wants to point and have it done. Which, you know, good for the team, the sister team, who's going to make a shit ton of money on this house. This is going to be like a $5 million remodel. And it's probably going to fly to space, you know?
It's just going to be floating. It's going to be a house that floats a little bit above the ground. And the whole reason why she's going to have her house float is purely to watch Toya get confused. How do I get up into it, huh?
With sidewalks. Because that's all Toya cares about, are sidewalks.
Curtis is like, because the ladies are like, okay, should we talk about budget? And Jackie's like, I don't operate like that, which means A, she's going to get fleeced, and B, I mean, she'll get fleeced. So Curtis is like, remember, ladies, I found you. I'm like, yeah, I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. I can imagine pulling up to them in his old Studebaker, his midlife crisis Studebaker. Yeah,
that Jackie just watched. He's just scouting around for hot sisters to do his house.
Yeah, you know that they're like the hostesses down at, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings. It's like, okay, I'm gonna pay you guys each $50, say that you're architects.
She's like, why is my house painted in ranch? Can somebody explain that?
I'm sorry, I was in my joke, I made it sound like two women can't be powerful architects and designers. I don't mean that at all. I just mean that Curtis is most likely to find an architect who works at Buffalo Wild Wings. That's all.
I think we got it.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure anyway.
So Contessa is taking her kids to a picnic. What an exciting time. So she's having a...
yeah, it looks like slightly cold out.
What's that?
I was like, don't have a picnic. I said it looks slightly cold out. I was like, I don't like a slightly cold picnic.
Well, hey, listen, it's expensive to take the family out to lunch.
Yeah, I was like, don't worry, Ronnie. You don't have to respond to that. It's just a statement I'm making. That's it. You can move on. I'll allow
it. It's easier to shoot in a park, Ben. Okay, there's your answer.
Okay, there we go.
So she's talking to one of her kids on the blanket, and she's like, well, is it hard being without mommy? And she's like, yeah, I remember when we would watch TV in your room with mini grilled cheese sandwiches. And she's like, I'm sorry. Why do you think we don't do that anymore? Because you just fucking left your kids to go to school. That's why. Why are you acting like, come on, Contessa.
I also
say, I'm sorry, I'm gone. I'm buying your love back with this milkshake.
Right. There's a weird part of me that also kind of feels like undoubtedly what the kids are saying is true. I mean, obviously. But also, you know, kids are famously impressionable witnesses, and they will sometimes agree with whatever thought you put in their head. So, like, when Contessa's, and it happens a few times in the episode, and she's like, do you get kind of angry? Do you get kind of lonely? Because mommy's not there. They're like, yeah. I'm like, you could have probably said anything. Like, do you get kind of angry? Because we didn't go to Subway last night. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You
know, this is Scott's fault.
I kind of feel like Contessa's leading it a little bit. Like,
she's leading the witness, okay? Because she tells, once all the kids are there, she's like, so is Dad a good helper? Yeah. Does he help you the way you want, though? I mean, have you been learning with the way he's helping you, or have you been stressed with the way he's working you? Stressed, because that's the last word you said. Oh, well, what does stressed mean? Does it mean angry? Does it mean sad? He's like, you're saying too many words. Sad? She's like, yes. Well, I wish he was better at supporting them emotionally. Don't get on his ass. I think you're asking a lot, and he's doing it.
Yeah. No, but obviously the kids also do have these real feelings. things. And so they're, you know, they are talking about how they are like, you know, they miss her. But they're also so sweet. I mean, once again, it's that crazy Bravo thing where the kids are just really wonderful. And so the daughter is just, one of the daughters is like, "Mommy, I don't want to pressure on you, but put pressure on you because I know you're almost done." And then the son is like, "Well, she's almost done with this year, but then she still has next year." which I just thought was funny because they were sweet and sassy at the same time.
Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, you've been telling him my schedule? Well, that's great, Scott. Thanks a lot. Okay. I wish I had more support. I'm a ride or die. You're not. That's it."
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then the daughter is basically like, the other daughter, the youngest daughter, she's just like, "You should stay with us because sometimes I forget about you. I'm telling the truth."
"I'm telling the truth." That's the daughter who's emphatic about everything.
So which now,
I'm sure it's somehow Scott's fault.
I know.
I'm mad at Contessa today. I'm not liking
so
this.
So now we learn that. That's okay. So Simone's so now we're learning that Buffy is going to be throwing an end of the season tax party, which is sort of funny because it reminds me of when Toya threw a "I paid off my taxes" party, but there's, you know, subtle difference. So they're doing an end of season tax party and the outfit can't cost more than $500, which I think for almost all of us is like pretty easy goal to hit. Like, for me, I'm like, great, I will put on my $15 shirt that I got from Forever 21. Yes, I'm 40 and I have shirts from Forever 21. It's sad, but it's true. And I'll put on my Gap jeans that I got on sale for $25 and some socks from Target. And I'm good to go.
Yeah. And they're like, "This is so hard." So Jackie and Simone are driving together, and she only spent $75 for her whole outfit, but her underpiece, I guess she meant her bra, is $95. But still, very nice. And she looks good. You know, it just goes to show you, some people can have no money and dress really well, and some people can have no money and dress Toya.
Yeah.
Wow, Toya, wow.
I know. Toya really was like, she... This theme was a challenge for her on many different levels.
Yeah, you'd think that the person who'd actually experienced the theme of this party in real life would be a little bit better at this, but
I mean, even a smock would have been better. She's like, "No, I mean, what sort of theme is this? I mean, I've never heard this theme. Like, no one in Atlanta wants to come and be frugal." I'm like, "Do you remember how you got into a tax mess? Remember that?"
Yeah, Atlanta is known for being over the top. So yeah. Then Heavenly and Quad are driving, and Heavenly's just staring at Quad. She goes,
"I didn't know your titties were that big."
"Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the titty Lord. Big, big titties.
Praise the titty Lord. Daddy, praise the Lord. Don't look at this, Daddy.
Unlock divorce, make a bitch look like..."
Yeah, so Quad is like, "Oh, it was $212. Mother could keep a budget, honey, and look damn good while I was doing it. Oh."
"I sat down with Simone for a talk, and I would like an apology for less than $500.
I went to Saks Fifth Avenue and I said, where can I get an outfit? That's less than $500. And you know what they said to me? They said, we have a lovely selection of affordable tops and bottoms, and they pointed me to the corner,
So back in the other car, Simone's like, "God, she's such a victim." And Jackie's like, "Well, would sorry bridge the gap?" And she's like, "No! How many times do I have to apologize for this bullshit? Ah! Crab boil.
Yeah, the crabs are gone. They're either eaten or dead. No more apologies.
So then Heavenly tells Quad that she's finally made up with Simone. And she's like, "Well, I was the bigger person in that situation, you know, so maybe you can do that." And Quad's like, "Maybe your journey is working for you, Heavenly." Listen, I know it's called a journey because it doesn't happen in 2 seconds, but Heavenly's really taking this Heavenly 3.0 thing to a new level.
The journey is, I mean, like, yes, it's a journey, but it's like a journey in the way that when light finally reaches our telescopes after 375 million light years, it's like, yes, that's a journey, but it's a long journey. It's a very, very long journey, and I don't think we're going to be there for all of it.
Yeah. It's something on a website, like coming soon, and it never comes. It's a heavenly journey.
Yeah.
So Jackie arrives, and she's like, oh, nice house. And Simone goes, it's right up your alley. Very sterile. Jeez.
It's true.
So enter the house manager, Sylvia. Now, this is going to be a point of contention, I think.
I think so, too. Because, you know, Buffy had a lot of characters. For Buffy being a friend of, the fact that she already had, like, two different characters in her world that got Chirons, I thought was sort of surprising.
Yeah, they're really committing to Buffy, I feel like.
I'm okay with it. Buffy seems like she's got potential. So far, she might be the best thing that we've had since Jill the Daffodil.
Mm-hmm. Baby! So Simone introduces everybody to Sylvia, the house manager, and Jackie's like, so do you manage more than one house at a time? You understand where I'm going with this. Do you need a part-time job? Is what I'm saying is, will you come? Okay, and here's my key. And you know where I'm going with this, don't you?
You've already had an affair, Curtis.
So we meet Buffy.
I miss.
My what?
Oh, nothing, nothing, nothing. You just go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't mean to cut you off. Stupid Skype delays.
You didn't cut me off. It was Skype. It was Skype's fault.
Skype's a bitch. Okay, yeah. So Buffy comes out, and she's like, welcome to our home. And Simone introduces her as Buffy Budget, because she's the richest one here, and now she's making them all do a budget party.
Yes, exactly. So Mariah shows up with Aiden, and they're like, so Mariah, you know that there's a $500 limit, so what did you, how much does everything cost? She's like, well, these shoes are 280 euros. So it's like, okay, so that's already like $420. Great. All right.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not doing this. Okay. And as they're walking up, Aiden goes, God, the flowers smell good. And she goes, smells like old money.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Also, have you noticed that Simone is carrying another clear purse? Like, she's, last year it was her clear shoes with $100 bills in them, or $20. I don't remember the bill size, but now she's got a clear purse showing all of her money and receipts. I don't know what you're trying to do with this clear things, but I don't like this. I don't like this trend, Simone.
I feel like the idea of a clear purse is like not smart. I just feel like it attracts people who want to mug you. But that's just me and my own paranoia of muggers, I suppose.
Yeah.
Either way, I just
want to know when Simone decided like clear things. That's gonna be my through line. Clear things.
She really thought that when she signed up for clear at the airport that it was like a mandate for her life. She tried to become a Scientologist, but she took it way too literally. She's like, I am going clear. So I'll tell you who's not going to get mugged. Eugene and Toya. Eugene shows up in a t-shirt. Toya's wearing, I don't even know what that was. It was like, I can't even describe it. And not only can I not describe it, but it was one of the most expensive outfits of the entire night. It was at $450. It cost $452, but then she was up there bragging that it was cost less than $400. So there's all sorts of weird things happening.
It looks like the very end of a child's birthday party where everybody's left, and you just look at the floor of the Chuck E. Cheese. That's what it looked like.
I'm going to go with that. I'm not even going to try to build off that. I'm not going to riff on it. I'm just going to accept it because it's so true.
So the producer asked Mariah, what do you think of Toya's outfit? And she's like, I ain't going to short Toya. Nope.
She's like, I am not going to do this. It's too easy, and it's going to come out too hard.
So Toya's like, Buffy, you're not on a budget. And she goes, I am on a budget for my tax bracket.
I love that. Buffy tells us, Buffy gets her first confessional, and she says, I would say my family is comfortable, not wealthy. Of course, wealthy people say they're comfortable. I was like, okay, I really love her. So,
and we see her husband, Dr. David Handlebar Mustache.
Yeah, Handlebar. That's all we have to know about him.
Yeah, Handlebar. Wacky Handlebar guy.
Handlebars. Handlebars,
and
Heavenly,
Handlebar. Heavenly's like, hello, Mr. Handlebar. I just wanted to say thank you so much for the invitation. My husband couldn't make it. God bless y'all.
Daddy couldn't make it. His scrubs were in the wash, so he had nothing to wear. Praise Lord.
So Quad and Simone hug high, and it's like very nice. And Simone is like, see, Quad, this is different energy. This is what I would have liked to have seen, not some sideways straw opening.
Whatever did happen with that straw you were abusing last time I saw you?
Well, what had transpired was that the straw broke the camel's back, and I was the camel. The camel was I. I was the camel that transpired to have had its back broken by a straw.
You were coming at me like you were irritated. She's like,
I came in hurt is how I came in. I came in hurt.
And an hour late, but hurt. I was hurt.
Hurt my time. I still feel our relationship isn't where it once was.
And Simone's like, yeah, you left me feeling like that was pretty much over, right? And she's like,
never say never. Never say never.
Like that little bird in American Tail once sang, never say never.
It's hard to keep track of Quad's different feelings about me and her wings.
And Heavenly's like, has anybody heard from Contessa? She have not come. She have not called.
Like, why is Heavenly talking like this today?
I love it.
She have not come. She have not called.
It's like she's narrating like a movie about the Queen of England.
I would like to see that, actually. I would really like to see that. Fuck it. Make her do like a Ken Burns documentary.
Abigail, I don't know when I'll see you next. This war rages on for the wee hours, but I hope to get back to you and our children, Jonathan and Samuel.
Elabezer.
Elabezer. I don't even know what that word is. That name is Elabezer.
It sounded right. It sounded
Sand Daddy.
So Mariah is asking Buffy. She's with Jackie, and they're talking to Buffy, and she's like, so Sylvia, she's connected to the home. And Jackie's like, did you grow up like that with a Sylvia or? And Buffy's like, no comment. I'm rich. Rich, I tell ya. And Mariah's like, you grew up like that. So that's what you're used to. Not me. That's why I side-eye Sylvia. Like, you side-eye everybody. That's why.
Yeah. Exactly. She's and that makes sense because I could not understand what they were talking about. And so this makes sense why Mariah was like, I grew up with a nanny. Her name was Lucy. That's why I side-eye my mother. Were you my mother or my nanny?
She was the teacher, the nanny, the cook, and the preacher. So Heavenly joins Simone and Jackie and the others. And Heavenly's like,
that is not cheap, Mariah. That is not cheap, and praise the Lord.
And Mariah's like, well, you know, I will say this, Heavenly. Cheap dresses look good on you.
And then Heavenly says something about big, like, you know, big sizes and real women. I think she said that like big sizes are the first to go for real women. And then she just looks at Jack and goes, say something, say something. I dare you to.
And she tells us,
I just said your dress is gorgeous for someone who doesn't believe that fit is the new it. That's all.
Your dress looks gorgeous. And it goes very well with diabetes. So I hope you're enjoying that. So Heavenly tells us,
Mariah should know cheap because her mama.
Just, her journey is working. She actually stopped mid-mama joke this time.
So Sylvia brings over, or Buffy brings over Sylvia to introduce them, to introduce her to everybody. And Heavenly goes, wait a minute, she take care of everybody? And Buffy's like, well, primarily me and my dogs. And she goes, how about your man?
Yeah. And Buffy's like, well, I take care of him. I do tricks every night. And Heavenly's like,
Daddy, I don't care how many tricks you do. If a man wants to cheat, he'll slide his ass downstairs for that sexy Brazilian woman. Praise the Lord.
And then it just cuts to Curtis, just sitting there.
I love that Heavenly just thinks everybody is after Daddy at all times.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have any other woman within the vicinity because it's too, it's like a remote control. You know, if it's close enough, you'll just turn on the TV for no reason. You know,
yeah.
Like you just can't help. Men just can't help themselves.
No one can control themselves around daddy.
Yeah, no one can control themselves. Hi, I'm daddy. They're all fucking to it. So the guys are all talking to each other, and Eugene's like, oh, you did under 500? Oh, Aiden did not even play this game, okay? He lost. Look at me. I'm 450. I didn't even bring my phone. He's in the t-shirt.
Well, to be fair, it was repossessed.
Uncle Sam is like calling whoever the hell he wants to in Singapore.
So then we now meet our next breakout star. Her name is Jocelyn, although her name is spelled Joseline, maybe Jose-a-line. But either way, Jocelyn. So she's this woman. She has this big hair. She's very sort of like sexy, slinky. And so she starts sort of stalking through the yard. And we just sort of can tell she's trouble. Just the way she looks, the way that she's moving through the crowd. We're like, uh-oh. This is not going to go. Whatever's going to happen is not going to go well.
Yes, Jocelyn is here for her audition, and she is ready to quick ball change like the second she gets in that room with feeling. So she saunters up, and Heavenly's like, oh, you have her around your husband, too? And Buffy starts cracking up, and Buffy's like, I just love you, Heavenly. I just love you. And Heavenly still won't let up. She's like, you got bitches like that around your man?
Yeah. So Buffy starts telling us that she's known Jocelyn for about 5 years and that, you know, she's really crazy, but deep down inside she's a good person, which means that she's just really crazy. And so Jocelyn, she's kind of annoying actually, because she's like she's someone who like thinks that like she just discovered motherhood. Like she has like the inside track on what motherhood's really all about. So she comes in and she starts talking about giving birth in a birthing center, because Simone obviously seems to know her, because Simone's like, talk about your experience at a birthing center. So she starts talking about that, and then she starts talking about how she takes her kid to school every day. I pick my kid up every morning and take him to school and pick him up from school every day. Da, 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 da.
And she didn't do an epidural, which is like, whoa, you are the best mother in the world.
Right. Like, but you can see that she has all these like red badges of courage that she's given herself for doing all these things. So I feel like most moms that I know would be like, I am not driving my kid to school every day. Get on the damn school bus. Okay. Just like, I'm not doing that. Like I have to live my life. So the fact that she's like bragging about it, I think is hilarious. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with taking your kid to school every day, but that she's bragging about it, I feel like most of the other moms are like, okay, this makes you special because so you're like not making good use of your time when there's like a full-on like service that allows you to put your kid on a bus.
Yeah,
so
it's weird. It's a weird way to open with a new group of people, you know. She's like, right. Yep, I went to a birthing center, I didn't even have an epidural, I don't have any help, I take her to school, I pick her up, I feed her. It's like, okay, odd laundry
list.
All
moms. Most of them are moms, so it's like not really impressing them, it's clear.
Right.
But Toya's trying to actually be Toya's actually trying to be friendly, and she's like, yeah, it's a job, isn't it? And Jocelyn's like, not really.
Yeah, she's like, it's called being a mother. I don't really look at it as a job. And she goes, being a mother is a full-time job. So she goes, yeah, I don't think so. But you know what? We're going to keep letting you live it up and not paying your taxes. It's like, what?
Like, what? You know, it's bad. It's bad when Toya is the one who understands, like, the abstract metaphor. You know, it's like lady, Toya was not being literal. Okay. She knows it's not an actual job with like a boss and a, like a W-2 that you have to fill out. Okay.
Yeah. She's just coming for Toya to come for Toya to get on the show. You know, it's pretty obvious. And so Heavenly's like,
well, how does Jocelyn know about Toya's taxes? Oh, that's right. Everybody does. Praise the Lord, Shade.
Praise the Lord.
So Toya answers, she's like, well, the experience my husband and I went through brought us closer together, and it was wonderful, and it is, now we're a great, happy couple. I hope that one day you could experience that. And then it goes,
and Jocelyn's like, oh, well, where are you right now? Because you're looking real thrifty tonight.
Yeah, at the party where everybody has to dress under $500. And she's like, I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to. Jocelyn. You know, you get an A for effort, Jocelyn. But
and then Jocelyn's like, I don't know where you want me to get to, but bitch, I'm not going where you're going. I'm like, okay, Jocelyn, now you're just saying words.
Yeah, now you're just wasting our time. Okay.
You're wasting our time, and thank you, by the way.
Toya will do enough to piss you off. You don't need to come in with storylines from two seasons ago to try and get a job. Okay, just stop.
Yeah.
Well, being a housewife is a full-time job.
No. So Toya's like, okay, fuck this bitch. Toya has grown up a lot because she's had a few times this season where people have come at her. Contessa said that Eugene was the definition of a bitch. Now this woman, and Toya has not gone into a fight. She's sort of like removed herself from the situation. It's sort of strange.
Yeah, it is. And especially, I think it's because she doesn't really have anything to use against this girl yet. She's like, who are you? Like, I don't even know how to come at you yet, you know? So Mariah's like, let's go to the bathroom. Let's go to the bathroom. So she's like, I did not come here to be harassed, to be disrespected. I ain't about to sit here and argue with some ghetto bitch. It's like, damn. So Buffy goes to the bathroom where the girls are. And she's like, listen, Toya, you have been nothing but kind to me. And Toya's like, oh, yeah, that's your friend? That's your friend? And Buffy says, yeah, she's my friend and she's my client and I can't control other people. She's like, well, I could tell you this, Buffy. None of my girls would ever do something like that. And then they just show a clip of Toya going off on Simone.
Yeah, and all sorts of people. And then all of a sudden, Eugene shows up at the door. He's like, that hood chick just cussed me out. Like, what? And so basically, like, Jocelyn had walked up to Curtis and Eugene in the line. And I guess Jocelyn didn't know that Eugene was married to Toya and made some comment about basically Toya being a hoe, and Eugene was like, don't call my wife a hoe, and then Jocelyn cursed out Eugene, which is so funny because Eugene is so nice, and I just like the idea of someone cursing out Eugene. I could just imagine him just staring and being like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm gonna go tell my wife. Then Toya's like, she knows she thinks about Buddy, but let me tell you something. Buddy doesn't fix ignorance. Separating yourself from it does. I'm like, what?
I think separating yourself from ignorance just makes you more ignorant, too, by the way. Isn't that the whole problem with ignorance? I don't know.
It sounds like she's saying separating yourself from money doesn't fix ignorance. Whatever. Whatever. It's another head scratcher of a Toya moment.
What you should have did was remind her that being a housewife is a full time job.
So Toya,
she's like, I've never been to a party when I had to wear cheap shit and get chewed out by cheap tricks. So I was like, okay, that one's better. I can follow that.
Yeah. So Toya is all annoyed from this party. And now we go to a place called Honey Bubble, where Mariah and Toya are getting a coffee. And by the way, fun fact, Honey Bubble is the number one name I would expect of a coffee shop that Mariah and Toya would go to.
Isn't it like a boba tea?
I'd like to go to Honey Bubble, Eugene.
Isn't it like a boba tea place or whatever?
It looks like that.
It's funny that they've run out of places to film. They're like, okay, you're going to talk over boba tea. Okay, have fun.
Well, they probably asked Toya where she wants to go to shoot today. She probably was like, boba tea? Okay, great. Because you know that's how she wakes up in the morning. Good morning, Toya. It's like she's like her engine's starting up, so she says things like bubbly and boba tea.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm awake.
So Toya's like, well, you know, it's been so hard. You know what? All I do is run. But I tell you, I had jury duty. And Mariah's like, I want to be on a murder case. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Every murderer is like, yes, we want you to be on a murder case, too. They'd be like, we have photos and videos and even a signed confession of this guy killing the lady. So I think we can pretty much say guilty. I don't think so.
We, the jury, here do find Quad guilty. They're like, what? That's not you. Who's Quad? Like, I said it.
I also would love to see Toya on a jury duty just to see how confused she'd be.
What's happening right now?
Which is the one that's going to sell me a house with sidewalks?
Where's Judy? Where's Judge Judy?
You can imagine what that courtroom was probably like when Toya showed up. They're like, okay, it's time for voir dire, and let's load everyone into the, oh, okay, we got Toya in here. Everyone, do we want to just, like, call recess for the day, or do we want to, like, maybe ask her some questions and see where this goes? Because it's hilarious. I mean, we all admit, like, case dismissed at this point, right? We haven't even started the case. It's dismissed. Toya's here, right? Right.
Toya should just be like, I don't know. My outfit costs $300. That's how much I know. So they start talking about Buffy, and she's like, I don't want to talk about Buffy. Fuck that. You know, I'm in a new place. My kids are going to a new school. I have to deal with new neighbors, and you want me to sit here with a grown-ass woman? No.
Can't control the
friend. Not going to do it. Yeah. So she's like, let's find something more interesting to talk about. Another Toya party. So
yeah.
Toya, for like the first of 100 times, goes, so everyone knows that I love a big party. She just says that the whole episode. As everyone knows about me, so everyone knows about me.
So she's going to do a paint and sip, which is where you paint and sip booze. And apparently with naked men, so sign me up. When we're in Atlanta, I'll do one. She's going to do it. It's going to be small and intimate with only her closest 200 friends. Mm-hmm. So now we go over to Dr. Contessa's house, it's like it's in the morning, and the kids and Scott and everyone's getting ready for their day and everything. And you're right. That I wrote down a note too about that girl who's emphatic about everything. And Scott was taking the little girl and the boy out to go to soccer or do whatever, and the daughter's like, "Bye, Landon. Bye, Layla," which is so cute because I feel like as a kid I never said like a formal goodbye to my brother anytime I went somewhere, you know?
No, you didn't? Well, that's rude.
Well, I mean, if I was going to go with my dad to go to the supermarket, I wouldn't yell out, like, bye, Dan, you know?
I do. I still do. Bye, Carly!
Maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe I blocked off that part of my life where I said farewell to people.
I think it was a very traumatic time
for me. I was amused.
Me.
The point is this. I thought it was really cute.
She's cute. So it leaves Contessa alone to talk with her daughter. And yeah. She's like, oh, Lauren. So she's like, Lauren, will you help me clean the kitchen? Okay, how's it going? She goes, good enough, I guess. She goes, well, what does that mean? That you're mad at your father? That your father is doing a terrible job? What does it mean? And she tells her that there was this boy messing around with her during the game. And she said, stop messing around. And then he threw a ball at her. Well, he tried. But then she got the ball and she threw it right in his face.
He had it coming. He had it coming. Na, 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 na.
And Contessa's like, that is not how you deal with people who irritate you. Not appropriate. Next time someone throws a ball at your face, you say, this hurt because my father is not doing a good enough job raising me while my mother's away. Okay? Got that?
Next time someone throws a ball at you, instead of throwing a ball back at their face, remind them that the person that they love the most in life is the definition of a bitch.
So poor Lauren's like, well, sometimes I go downstairs and I pretend he's making me angry and then I punch the wall. And she's like,
okay, I think we should sit down.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Now, what makes you angry? Does mommy make you angry? Does mommy sometimes make you angry? What does mommy do to make you angry? Not be here where you need me and leave you in the hands of your completely incompetent father? That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was actually like sort of a heartbreaking scene a little bit. But, you know, whatever. The daughter's cute and sweet, and I really like that when Contessa was like, do you want to help me clean the kitchen? The daughter's like, yeah, sure. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you know you've raised a kid right when they're like, yeah, okay, let's clean the kitchen.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea, Mom.
So I was like, fuck you, Mother!
Yeah.
God, Ronnie's first words.
What'd you say?
Ronnie's first words. Okay, so we're going to a party set up for Toya's birthday, and there's a big jar, container of like store-bought pink lemonade. And I am kind of shading store-bought pink lemonade only because the song is like, no one's rich as me, no one's rich as me, no one, no one, no one, no one, no one's rich as me. It's like, go.
Well, say what you will about store-bought pink lemonade, but I'm sort of into it.
Well, there you go. Make a stand.
Yeah, I'm taking a stand on that one. So it's the sip and see. I'm not sip and see. It's the paint and sip party. And so, of course, we have two shirtless models. I was about to say, we've gotten pretty far into the season without shirtless models showing up. So I'm glad we finally got them. It was like weird. It felt weird that we didn't have one. So so they're there, and Toya, she's like, well, I'm inviting everyone because the group is really fractured right now, so I'm inviting everyone because, well, basically the producers told me how to invite everyone. Everyone except Buffy. And basically Toya told Simone that she does not want Simone to bring Buffy. Do not bring Buffy.
Yeah, she's like, I don't have any history with her, which we know means that she will bring Buffy like immediately.
Yeah.
Exactly. So everybody starts to get ready to come to this party, and Quad and Heavenly are together, and they FaceTime Contessa, and they're like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I had to take the babies to see Elvis fly. Is that what she said?
Elephants fly. She took the kids to see Dumbo.
Fly. Okay, she's like, I had to take the babies to see elephants fly because I told them Toya would never invite me to her birthday party. So when she did, I said, let's go see elephants fly. And they were like, oh, God, what a waste of a FaceTime. Click.
Seriously. Also, did you notice that the camera kept on doing close-ups, extreme close-ups of Bowtie Pasta? It was like every other shot. It was like, Bowtie Pasta. And look, Bowtie Pasta. You know what's sexy? Not models with shirts off. Bowtie Pasta.
So they're like, Trixie, we need a song to go with these shots of Bowtie Pasta. We need something fantastic. Make it as close to being about Bowtie Pasta as you can. She's like, all right. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Party, party. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. They're like, okay. Well, I guess we're paying you $5, so we'll accept that. Okay.
Yeah, well, we will accept your entry for Bowtie Pasta.
So Mariah shows up first with a nice big cake, and Tori's like, what a gift. I told you no gifts. Well, it's just a cake. Oh, champagne too. Oh, that's nice. I told you not to show up with gift, champagne, and a cake. There's something else, right? Is there something? Please tell me you have sidewalks in the card. Thank you.
And then Carrie shows up, our dear Carrie Wells. Her name's Carrie Wells, right?
Yeah.
Is that someone? Carrie Wells.
I don't know. I'll go with that, though. It sounds good to me.
I'm like, is Carrie Wells, is her name Carrie Wells, or is that like someone I went to college with?
I know.
just name dropping friends from my past.
It's someone from Dr. Quinn Medicine. It's like one of those names, you know? So Toya's like, well, what I've done is invited people I've had issues with in the past. And Mariah goes, why? And Carrie says, why? You're here. She had issues with you in the past. And then they all start cracking up. She's like, Carrie, we don't need you to be shady, okay? Old Carrie Wells, the shade of it all, Carrie, the shade of it all.
I have struggled for 20 years to find shade, and every time I get to shade, the sun moves, and it's sunny again. I can't help it.
I'm getting in my Corvette. I was flying it from the day to the morning.
Was that one of the songs? Because it sounds like it was.
Yeah, it was one of the songs. I was just cracking up that they kept changing the song.
Wait, from the day to the morning?
Yeah, well, that's what I wrote. Who knows how reliable that is?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. So funny. So a lot, which I guess would be almost 24 hours. It's like there's those 2 hours where you're just like taking a break from flaunting it.
From the day to the morning.
Oh, so everybody starts showing up, and Heavenly, of course, walks in and goes, is that Carrie? Praise the Lord! Carrie!
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! And then Contessa shows up, and she sees Toya. She's like, happy birthday, gorgeous! And gives her like this big hug. I was like, where did this come from? Last time we saw you two together, you were calling her... Or Eugene, the definition of a bitch.
Yeah. And Toya's like, I just wanted us to be at a place where we could talk. And she's like, yes, well, this has always been beautiful and good, this part. I mean, you know, this part that we're doing right now. This part has been beautiful. You know, it's the punching me in the boob part that's probably bad.
Except when you saw crab. Did we do a scan to make sure there's no crabs in this place? I don't want to get punched in the boob.
Yeah, it'll
again,
stay beautiful as long as there's no crabs, okay? So Toya's like, the past is the past, but Simone is still not there. So Toya's doing that. She loves to shame people on a phone in front of everybody else at her parties. This is now a tradition where she calls Simone loudly so everyone can hear her getting on her ass for being late. And Simone's like, well, I am 5 minutes away. Buffy and I will be there shortly. She's like, great.
Well, just let us leave Buffy behind.
Also, Quad showed up in like a little blonde wig, and Toya was like, "Ooh, Quad went to Nini's hairdresser. Girl, you look like old Nini," which was sort of weird because, like, I mean, we've had crossovers before. Jackie has shown up on Atlanta several times. And we've had, like, I think Quad has appeared in the background, but it was just kind of funny to hear Toya refer to Nini without any, like, without going through the motions of like acting, like without going through the motions of acknowledging that the some people in the audience may not watch Atlanta or may not know who Nini was. It was just like, yes, you should know who Nini is because we're on the same network and we have the same shows. It was sort of like kind of weird, right?
I loved it. And it showed they were wearing exactly the same wig. So
funny. Yeah.
The Nini wig. So Simone arrives with Buffy and she's like, "Are you ready to fight?" Just teasing. And Heavenly. Oh, go ahead.
Heavenly just keeps making these noises. Did you notice that?
So Buffy gives kisses and Toya announces to everybody, "Simone brought her girlfriend whose party I was at last week where her girlfriend attacked me."
It's classic Toya. So then Toya starts addressing the group and she says,
We have been, everyone, now we've been waiting for Simone and Buffy, who I didn't know about, to come. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I wanted to have a small, intimate group, Simone, is because I wanted to involve everyone except for Buffy in what's going on. So, Buffy, could you close your ears for a second and, like, walk out the door? Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. And Buffy's like, oh, okay. So then she gives them the bad news about losing the baby, which is really sad. Everybody's like, oh, God, that's so sad. She's like, okay, let's have our bottles for painting come out. And Heavenly just looks so mad that they have to paint flowers or whatever the hell. And it's strippers, of course.
Yeah, which is funny, given that Heavenly has such distinct opinions about strippers. So they come out there, and they're naked. And Heavenly's like, oh, my Lord, I'm not going to tell Daddy about this, Daddy. And they're all, you know, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then there's like a big close up of one of the strippers' asses, and it just says "to be continued," like black, like a black bar across the ass. "To be continued."
Like a big zitty butt. It was gross. Yeah. It was not the best way to end this. But I like when Heavenly saw one of the strippers had a big crucifix tattoo down his chest, and she goes, "I'm gonna draw Jesus. I said I was gonna draw Jesus."
And she will.
Yeah, so this episode ended with a nice big zitty butt. Enjoy! Everyone, thanks so much for joining us for Married to Medicine. We're going to be in Atlanta in a couple weeks, so get your tickets.
No, next week.
See us.
Next week.
Well, today's the 30th, and we're going to be there the 12th.
It's next week. I mean, it's crazy. It's the 30th, it's the Monday, but it's going to be next Saturday. It's crazy. Time goes by very quickly.
Yeah, sure does, everybody. So we'll see you over in ATL, okay? Thanks for being here, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.